Now, regardless of how old you are, this is a program tonight that you need to listen to. You're going to hear things that many of you probably have not heard before, information that you will find vital to your longevity and maybe even your friends and family, because I'm sure you're going to tell them about it. Up next, Dr. Robert Young joins us. Some of his work, Sick and Tired, The PH Miracle. I'll tell you an interesting story in just a moment on Coast to Coast AM. And welcome back to Coast. I'm George Norrie. Dr. Robert Young, PhD, has been widely recognized as one of the top research scientists in the world. Throughout his career, his research has been focused at the cellular level, having a specialty in cellular nutrition. Dr. Young has devoted his life to researching the true causes of disease and subsequently developing a new biology to help people balance their life. Dr. Young has devoted his career to the discovery of the missing links and pieces necessary to complete the larger picture of health. Talking about his work, The PH Miracle. Robert, welcome. How are you?
I'm great, George. Thank you for having me on your show.
My pleasure. I'm going to tell you a great story. 2 years ago, I went and got a glucose test, and my doctor said, you know what, you could be pre-diabetic. And I went, what? And he said, you might have type 2 diabetes. These numbers are way too high. You did fast last night, right? And I said, yeah. I said, I haven't eaten anything in about 18 hours. And he said, these numbers are way too high. He said, you've got to, you know, you're not heavy, but you've got to lose some weight, and you got to go on a special program. I went online, Robert, and I found your book, The PH Miracle. Ironically, I bought it, and I went through it. I did almost everything in the book. I went back a year later. I dropped about 15 pounds. I wasn't heavy, but I mean, I felt and looked better. And my glucose level was within the normal range.
Congratulations.
The doctor was in shock. He said, I've got to tell you, in all my life, I've never seen anybody in a year get those numbers to this point. And I mean, it's not like you came in and you were really obese. How did you do this? And I told him, I said, I picked up the book, The PH Miracle, and I went through the steps, and I'm drinking the powdered green juices now. And I went through it all, you know, the pH test strips, the works. He was amazed. Not a lot of medical doctors are even aware of what they can do. That's what's so amazing.
Yeah, it's true. I mean, they associate diabetes with a sugar problem, but don't realize that excess sugars are acidic waste products due to cellular breakdown, and that cellular breakdown really relates specifically to what you're eating, what you're drinking, and even what you're thinking. So diabetes is really a problem with excess acidity and obesity that we call a diabesity, which is related to excess sugars, is the way the body protects itself. It protects itself by packing on the pounds to literally deposit those excess acidic products, including sugars, into the fatty tissues. So the body protects itself. And that's why our children are getting fat, because they're living and eating an acidic lifestyle and diet, and diabetes is on the, well, it's epidemic. Epidemic around the world, and the reason why is because they're buying into this, and the parents don't understand that the difference between an alkaline lifestyle and acidic lifestyle, and how to manage and maintain the alkaline design of our bodies. And it's very simple. And so the book that you read, The PH Miracle, we also have one that we've written called The PH Miracle for Diabetes, actually outlines how simple it is. And you can do this at home to reverse not only type 2 diabetes, which is probably, George, what you were diagnosed with, but also type 1. So we're having success with reversing type 1 diabetes, which is a insulin-dependent form of diabetes. And kids are getting off their injections because we're teaching parents that diabetes is an acid problem that's directly related to two things. One, what you're eating, what you're drinking and thinking, and then how that acidic diet affects the health of the small and large intestine. Diabetes starts in the gut, in the core, and when that's not healthy, then that's when blood sugars rise. The body requires more and more energy by breaking down cells or releasing energy from its energy stores to maintain life force energy, because there's congestion or damage to the delicate intestinal villi, which I call the root system of the body. And so we've had wonderful success in helping children around the world, as well as
adults
and
sure.
adults, with this problem.
Well, it works, and I'm a living testimony to it.
Well,
it,
congratulations. That's exciting. I'm always happy to hear that people are just buying the book, applying the principles. Even if they only do them partially, you're going to get a benefit from this. And it doesn't matter whether it's diabetes or if it's multiple sclerosis or if it's cataracts or if it's neuropathy or even cancer or even HIV or AIDS symptomologies. Anyone that applies the principles that I teach will actually receive a benefit of good health, living longer and feeling younger. And those are the benefits of this program.
Absolutely. Let's talk about pH, the pH miracle. Tell me about that.
Well, pH is an acronym, and I affectionately say the pH stands for perfectly healthy. But in chemical terms, in chemistry, it stands for the potential of hydrogen. And that's probably more information than you really want to know out there. But really, what we're measuring is a balance between two opposites. One is acid and one is alkaline. I mean, you probably remember seeing like the letters pH on shampoo. It's pH balance.
That's right.
Okay.
That's right. Or in the swimming pool.
I mean, when you test your swimming pool water, they're testing for that delicate pH. And when the water becomes acidic, well, what shows up? Bacteria, algae. And when the water is alkaline, on this scale between acid and alkalinity, then the water is pristine and it stays in its natural healthy state.
Robert, if you're going to be one or the other, I know we want balance. We're going to talk about that tonight and how we can do that. But if you were going to have one or the other out of whack, would you prefer to be more alkaline than acidic?
Yeah, the body tolerates alkalinity very well, but it does not do well in acidic environments. In fact, the body will do everything it can to remove acidic waste products, because when we're breathing out, we're exhaling an acid called carbon dioxide. Okay, so we
That's
breathe
right.
oxygen in, which is alkalizing, and we breathe out carbon dioxide. And we all know that if we hold our breath for 2 or 3 minutes, that when we hold that acid in, we pass out. Well, the same thing happens when we're eating the wrong kinds of foods. But you want to be slightly alkaline, and as a point of chemistry, the blood pH and the tissue pH are naturally alkaline on a scale that goes from 0 to 14, 7 being neutral. Slightly alkaline, it's 7.365 to 7.4. And the body, specifically the blood, will do everything it can to maintain that delicate balance. And as it's maintaining the delicate balance of the blood, because what happens is when you're breathing and thinking and your heart is beating and you're exercising, you're producing acids. We all have experienced the negative effects of acid when we've over-exercised.
And doesn't cancer live in an acidic body?
Well, cancer, another word for cancer, I say it's a four-letter word, is ACID. Rather than TUMS. But it's interesting, TUMS has an alkalizing compound that neutralizes acids. Cancer is actually, listen to me carefully on this for all those who are listening, cancer is actually a liquid, not a cell. And so there's no...
Some say, Robert, it's a fungus. Do you agree with that?
Well, I used to. In fact, I wrote about it, and Dr. C. Machini picked that up from my Sick and Tired book, and he's... perpetuated, because that's what I was teaching
yes,
in the 80s.
That's what he says.
Exactly. Fungus or yeast or molds are always present in a cancerous body, but they're not the cause of cancer. Cancer is the body's inability to remove its own waste products to maintain that delicate pH balance of the blood, because life and death is in the blood.
Mm-hmm.
It pushes out these waste products into the connective tissue, causing fibromyalgia, or into the muscles, or into the fatty tissues. But if the acid, for example, when you're exercising and over-exercising, you produce an acid called lactic acid. And that acid is very painful. We've all experienced it. If that acid is not removed, it will break down the tissue, causing cancerous cells. So, you know, cancer is more of an adjective explaining what's happening to the body, but the true cause of cancer is metabolic or dietary waste products that have not been eliminated properly out of the four channels of elimination, such as urination. I say, you want to be healthy, you've got to pee your way to health. Defecation, you've got to remove the bowels on a daily basis 3 to 5 times a day. Perspiration, you have to sweat. If you're not sweating, you're not exercising, but you've got to get these out. And then, of course, respiration, these acids coming out through the mouth. Because what I learned after 30 years of research is two basic premises, or my hypothesis. And the first one is that the human body in its perfect health, perfect pH, is alkaline by design. We were born alkaline. And within an alkaline design environment, this is when you have vitality. This is when you have energy. This is when you have fitness. This is when you have cognitive functions, you know, that are sharp. And when we're in an acidic environment, we experience we experience tiredness and fatigue and we experience irritations and sensitivities and allergies, and then it goes to inflammation. In fact, I've said that you cannot have pain without acid or acid without pain. I refer to that as stage 4 acidosis.
All right, that's a good point. Now, let's get into some of this work on the pH miracle and, of course, the balance. What should that balance be?
The balance of the human body fluids, and when we were born, we're 90% fluid. As we get older and as we become less hydrated, we've accepted as normal, which is not normal, 70% water and 30% matter. But ideally, that number should be a lot higher. When we're dead, you know, it's below that 70 point. It's more like 60 or 50%. So what type of fluids should our cells be bathing in? Because the human cell is only as healthy as the water it's bathed in, such as a fish in the ocean is only as healthy as the water it swims in. And that water has a pH in the ocean of 8.3. Now, we have declining pHs in the ocean, and what is happening? Our oceans are being destroyed because we're dumping toxins or acidity into it.
They're dying, literally.
Literally dying, because it's absorbing acid rain. We all know what acid rain looks like. It's called, you know, we've talked about global warming, but the oceans actually absorb those toxins. Our body, when it can't eliminate the toxins, absorbs those into the tissues, which causes irritation, inflammation, ulcerations, and then degeneration, which are just stages of acidosis. And so the key to health is to maintain the alkaline design and remembering this, which is my second hypothesis. There's two points. One, the human body is alkaline in its design. And two, all functions of the human body will eventually kill us. They're all acid-producing. Breathing, thinking, moving, all produce waste products that, if not eliminated, will eventually kill us.
Now, what should that number be then, that balance?
The balance is between 7.365 on a scale from 0 to 14, 7 being the midpoint, 7.365 to 7.4. That's the very precise range of health, energy, and vitality.
Now, somebody may say, well, how do I know that? There are test strips that you can get. You can do saliva or the other thing and test it that way, right?
Absolutely. It's very simple. I mean, you can literally manage your health for less than $10. All you have to do is get what is called these pH hydrant strips, and you pull them off each morning, and you measure your urine first, because the first urine is the acids of that night. The most acidic time during the day is 2 a.m. in the morning. The most alkaline time of the day is 2 p.m. in the afternoon.
Why is that?
Well, it's just the cycle. It's kind of like the oceans, ebbs and tides. And so there's a cycle within the body. And so when you're when you are active and moving, the body is using its alkaline reserves to neutralize acidity. And we have specific glands in the body that secrete alkalinity, such as when you're putting food in your mouth, the salivary gland secretes sodium bicarbonate to neutralize acid. When you think about food, you start salivating. If you measure the pH of your saliva before you think about food, it's actually lower as you think about food or as you're eating food. The pH of your mouth actually increases to neutralize the acids that are created when you're masticating the food. Every process in the human organism is designed to alkalize our food to prepare it to become new stem cells that are actually built in the crypts of the small intestine.
And that's important, too. When these cells regenerate, you want them to be good ones, don't you?
Absolutely, and that really goes back to what you're eating. So getting back to the pH strips, you want to have the first urine, because when you're testing the urine, you're actually testing the pH of your tissue fluids. So the measurement is not a measurement of blood pH, but it's a measurement of tissue pH, because the tissues are always dumping into the blood, if it's not eliminated through the pores of the skin, into the blood, and you've been resting all night. And so the first urine is a representation of how acidic or how alkaline you are. And anyone who is diabetic, anyone who is cancerous, anyone who has any health challenge...
You're acidic, aren't you?
You'll find that your first urine is acidic. Now, there's a color scale, and it goes from clear to yellow, then it goes to green, and then it goes to blue, it goes to purple. And if it's yellow, you know you're acid. You know in the 5 to 6 range. If it's green, you know that you're balanced. You're right there around 7 to 7.5 in that area when you're testing your urine. And when it's above that, above 8, and that's okay, above you're actually going into the darker colors, the blues and the purples, your pH is at 8 or 9.
So-
And ideal, of course, is when you're testing the pH, is to maintain the pH of the urine at 7.2 or greater. This is where you'll achieve the highest level of health. Now, on the saliva, what you're measuring is your reserves. It's kind of like looking at your gauge in your car, and you're trying to determine whether you need to fill it up with petrol or not. So you look at the gauge and say, oh, I'm full. Well, how would you know if you have enough or ample
you don't.
Sodium bicarbonate or alkaline compounds which the body produces to neutralize the acids of the day, especially when you're more active during the day versus at night? You measure the saliva, which is actually the measurement of your alkaline reserves, and that also should measure 7.2 or greater.
And in the afternoon.
And you measure it throughout the day. It should be 7.2 or greater. You can measure before a meal, you can measure after a meal, but you measure it like 2 or 3 times during the day, and you measure your urine.
And you change your pH level, Robert, primarily by your diet?
You can change it with what you eat, what you drink, and even with your thoughts. Because even your thoughts turn to biology, meaning that your thoughts require energy, and that energy produces acid. So when you're more fearful, you have more anxiety, you're actually producing more acids than when you're at peace.
Do you feel better with a balanced level?
Oh, you actually do. You have more energy. You feel younger. You look younger. And, well, the test goes on. You know, I'm part of that test. But those who are actually doing this lifelong experiment by managing the pH of the internal fluids of the body, they, I believe, will live longer and live healthier.
We're going to come back with you in just a moment, Robert, and also get into how difficult is it to balance that level, you know, to get that precise 7.36 to 7.4 level. We'll be back. Hey, take a glimpse of our television program, Beyond Belief. We air it Fridays at 3 p.m., at 7 p.m. Eastern Time. And it is free for the first 10 days if you go to this website, GaiamTV.com/George. That's GAIAMTV.com/George. Or go to coasttocoastam.com, click hosts, and the TV icon opens up for you, and there you go. It's a great program, and we dive into everything on television that we do here on Coast to Coast, and you'll just see it illustrated. And go have some fun with it. 10 days free, and then you decide if that's what you want. You also, by the way, get thousands of the special videos that are available as well. George Norrie back with Dr. Robert Young, the pH miracle. This range, Robert, of 7.36 to 7.4, how yes. difficult is it to kind of get to that number?
Well, the body does a lot of this for you automatically, because if it didn't, you would die. So the critical pH of the blood is 7.365 to 7.4, and it manages that by taking alkalinity from your food. The electrolytes are very, very important, potassium, magnesium, calcium, sodium as being the primary element. I mean, our blood, our body fluids are water or salt water. And I love this little metaphor that we share with people, and that, I call it the fishbowl metaphor. And it goes, it starts out with a question: if the fish is sick, what would you do? Would you treat the fish, or would you change the water?
Or both, huh?
And ideally, the fish is only as healthy as the water it swims in.
That's
so
true.
Logically, I mean, if you put your common sense hat on, you would change the water. And so, ideally, the best way to manage the pH of the fluids of the body is with what you drink. And since we are a body of water, water becomes the most significant aspect of managing good health. Hydrating our bodies, not just with water in general, but with specific structurally functioned water that has a pH of at least 7.4 or greater.
So a couple pH drops in water, would that help?
Well, it does. I mean, the pH drops, which are a compound of either sodium chloride or potassium hydroxide, whatever it is, not to confuse you with the chemicals, but these pH drops, which have a pH of about 13 or 14, you don't take them directly. You put a couple of drops in your water, and it will structure the water and alkalize that water to a pH of 9.5.
Oh, I see. Okay.
And the whole idea is when we understand that our body runs on electricity, we are body electric, and it doesn't run on carbohydrates, it doesn't run on fats, it doesn't run on proteins, that we understand when we eat food, we eat for its electrical potential or its alkalizing potential. It helps us to understand now, why am I buying alkaline batteries? Why aren't I buying acid batteries? You see.
And by the way, when a battery leaks, isn't it the acid?
Exactly right. And this is the same thing in the human body. When you see toxins coming out of the skin, it expresses itself in acne, in blemishes.
That's right.
These are all acidic waste products that are coming out, and so we buy alkaline batteries because they have the life force energy. We plug in our cell phones to regenerate its electrical activity, recharge its battery, so that we have the life force energy to be able to use our phone. We do the same thing with our own bodies. In other words, we eat food not because of its caloric intake or its value, but we eat food for its electrical potential, its life force energy. And this is how we manage the pH of our bodies. When we're eating live foods, foods that are raw, foods that are fresh, foods that are organic, and for me, foods that are green, because green, when you're green, you're clean. And since one of the most important foods is green, because it contains a molecule called chlorophyll, which is foundational in building your blood. So by drinking or eating more green alkaline raw food, spinach, parsley, celery, cucumbers. One of my favorite is avocado. I call it God's butter. But these are things that I eat on a daily basis. Every time I start talking about this, because I know this has been in the news about Lance Armstrong and what is called blood doping,
yeah.
I'm going, here's an incredible athlete who all he had to do was understand the basic principles of how to build blood
naturally.
Without naturally.
Yeah.
I mean, every day when you're drinking a green drink, every day when you're drinking water that has a pH that's alkaline, ideally at 9.5, and a lot of this stuff is sold in the stores, but you can also use the drops to create your own water, of course, purified clean water to help maintain that alkaline design. Just as you can imagine, our oceans, as they become more acidic, our fish are dying. Our marine life, the coral reefs are being destroyed because of acidity. And that's what happens to our own bodies. And so when we're managing and maintaining the alkaline design of our bodies through a live, raw, alkaline green diet, we're accomplishing so much. And this is what I've been studying for the last 30 years is, as a scientist, what foods can we eat? What liquids can we drink? What lifestyles, even what types of exercise, will help to manage that delicate pH balance of the fluids of the body and support the alkaline design of the body, so we're not constantly robbing our bodies, which happens when we're over acid. The body.
How soon, though, Robert, can you balance your body if it's out of whack? Weeks, well, months, years? How long does
that? That's the beauty of it. You know, as soon as you said that, I thought of a woman that came here, a young woman, who was diagnosed with a rare condition. She came to our PH Miracle Medical Clinic, and we did thermography, so we're able to see, the condition that she had, and we did ultrasound, and the doctors at Stanford and the many universities, medical schools she went to, they had no answer for this very rare genetic condition. And she came to our clinic unable to walk. And it was amazing. Within 3 days, she threw away her cane. You say, well, how can that happen? And the reason it happens is because you take the focus off the condition, the disease, and you put the focus on managing the fluids of the body rather than on the tissues of the body. The same thing we do for cancer. We don't focus on the tumor. We don't focus on the tissue, the cancerous tissue, which is acidic tissue that's breaking down. But we focus on the environment, much like the swimming pool, much like the ocean. If we want to clean up the oceans, we stop dumping waste products in there. If we want to clean up our rivers and oceans of the human body, we stop dumping into our bodies foods that are going to compromise the delicate pH balance and rob us of alkalinity, which then the body has to look elsewhere for alkalinity. So where does it look? It takes calcium from the bones. We end up with arthritis and osteoporosis. It takes magnesium from the muscles, and we end up with muscle diseases as it's pushing acids out, making us sick and tired. When we realize that there's only one sickness, one disease, and one treatment, and that one sickness and one disease is the over-acidification of the blood and tissues due to an inverted way of living, eating, and thinking. And the one treatment is very simple. It's to understand this biochemistry, bioenergetics of the body, and how to manage and maintain mm-hmm. the alkaline design of the body.
That would be the first thing I think you would do. Taking a tablespoon or a teaspoon of apple cider vinegar, what do you think of that? Because Patricia Bragg loves it.
Well, you know, God bless her, you know,
Going strong.
You're taking on a neurotoxin. You're taking on vinegar. Vinegar is a waste product of metabolism. It's acetaldehyde. It's a chemical that destroys brain cells. It destroys the alkalinity of the gut. It compromises in the alkalinity of the small intestine. It destroys and breaks down the intestinal villi, just like antibiotics do. People say, well, what's so negative about this? What's so negative is that every aspect of the human body, our stomachs, our mouth, our intestines, our blood, our tissues are bathed in alkalinity. And when we put vinegar in the body, we're putting urine in the body because vinegar is a urine or a ferment of fermentation, of deterioration. I mean, it's that sticky stuff.
So you'd say no.
Absolutely not. Absolutely. When we understand the stomach's main purpose is not to digest food, but to alkalize the food, that the cover cells that cover the entire circumference of the stomach are secreting sodium bicarbonate as food is going in to raise the pH to prepare that food for biological transformation in the gut into stem cells and then into new blood. The stomach produces two chemicals simultaneously. It's producing an alkaline compound called sodium bicarbonate, which is secreted from the stomach that is then absorbed by the food. As a waste product, then, it produces a second chemical called hydrochloric acid. And this is where...
That's in the stomach, right?
Yeah, but that hydrochloric acid is a waste product of the stomach alkalizing the food, not digesting food. And there is no digestion that takes place in the stomach. We only have one instrument in the human body to digest food, and that's our teeth. It's mastication. And the food, ideally, in order to be prepared properly, to be transformed into new body cells, it has to be in a liquid alkaline state at a pH of 8.4. Anything that leaves the stomach, that it is acid, the pancreas is going to kick in, start secreting sodium bicarbonate. Bile is going to be secreted from the gallbladder, which is an alkaline compound, to raise alkalinity of the food, to prepare that food in its liquid state to fold into the crypts of the small intestine. These are little appendages that come off the small intestine that are damaged by vinegar, that is damaged by alcohol, that's damaged by chocolate, that's damaged by, you know, colas and high sugar fruit drinks, that when we damage those, we actually injure ourselves and our ability to produce healthy stem cells, which then translate into healthy blood. And when our blood is not healthy, our bodies cannot be healthy, because every body cell is made from blood. When you cut yourself, blood flows there. And as that blood flows there, it becomes the scab, and the scab becomes the skin. So in order to build healthy skin, you have to have healthy blood. In order to have healthy blood, you have to have a healthy gut, because health begins in the core.
Mm-hmm.
And if we don't have a healthy gut because we're eating and drinking acidic foods and we have acidic emotions, then we compromise our health.
Is that why stress kills?
Stress kills because it uses energy that produces metabolic waste products that literally destroy us. If we're in our thoughts, and 80% of our heart attacks are caused by thought attacks.
That's plus.
Heart attacks are caused by our thoughts.
Yeah.
And the reason heart attacks are created is because as we're thinking and overthinking and looping and playing the same movie over and over and over again, we're producing acidic waste products. If the body can't eliminate it, those acids can paralyze the body functions, including stopping the heart. If the pH goes from 7.365 to 7.2, you begin, as it goes drops, as it drops, you start losing the ability to function, and you go into a coma when you drop below 7.2. And we're talking only 1.5 points.
That's not a lot. That's frightening.
It is frightening, and that's why the body will do everything it can to preserve the most important organ of the human body. And what is the most important human organ of the body? It's the blood. And the blood is the life. The life and death is in the blood. And so it will take from the muscles, from the bones, from the brain. It'll take from any source to manage. It's the last organ to die is the blood. In fact, even after someone has passed, it's still living. The blood can be seen. It's trying to carry on its metabolic purpose, its biological purpose, and that is to transform itself into new body cells. The white blood cells that are in there are still trying to manage and maintain cleanliness, because white blood cells are not an army of soldiers going out to war, but they're literally cells that go around and pick up garbage that we create through our thoughts and our words and our deeds.
So the first thing you would do, Robert, is balance the pH level.
Oh, absolutely. pH is the most important indicator for health. It's inexpensive to do. You can become your own doctor, so that you can manage daily the pH. And when you're not feeling well, you can test the pH of your saliva and your urine, and it will show that. If you feel like something's coming on, so to speak,
go back to it.
You have to look at the pH. And that it's interesting, because we're in the so-called flu season, but flu season is really acid season. And why are acids more abundant during the flu season? Well, this is the time where we celebrate. We drink too much. We eat too much. We have more stress in our life. People that live in colder climates, because cold does affect the acid-alkaline balance.
I mean, let me ask you this, Robert. If somebody had cancer and you did a test of their pH level, are you pretty convinced it would be acidic from the get-go?
Oh, absolutely. Anyone who has a serious health challenge is over acid, because acids are the cause of all sickness and disease, and it's expressed in, since cancer is a tissue disease. I mean, you can have blood disease too.
I mean, can
like
you
leukemia,
have...
But, you know, sarcomas and carcinomas, these are cancers of the bones, or osteosarcomas, you know. But any type of cancer is a result of the blood pushing out acid that it cannot eliminate through urination. One of the main keys to managing good health, there's actually four things, is you have to open up the channels of elimination. There's four of them: urination, perspiration, defecation, and respiration. Those have to be free in order to remove the waste products. If you don't remove your metabolic and dietary waste products, guess what? They get stored in the connective and the fatty tissues. This is what causes irritation, inflammation, and degeneration. When we feel flu-like symptoms coming on, that's the body trying to remove its own waste products because we're over acid. And you can test the pH of the urine, whether you're just dealing with a flu symptom or if you're dealing with a cancerous system symptom, you will see it in the urine. But if you're managing your pH and restoring that alkalinity and removing the acids out of the four channels of elimination and going then to the second, which is to begin building the blood with an alkaline lifestyle and diet, and that includes moving more to green
which
food.
Is, yeah, it's not difficult.
It's not difficult. It's easy. And everything is available to us. And this is what we need, George. You know, we need more education. We don't need more medication. We don't need a universal health policy. We need to empower people to learn how to take care of their own bodies.
Well, there's no question about that. I mean, people just don't eat well. And, you know, a lot of people, Robert, will say, yeah, but I bet it doesn't taste good. I think it's pretty good. When I go in streaks, and, you know, every once in a while I'll go off it, and then I come back on it again, and I should be on it more than not, because I did a great job getting that level down. You know, I went out and got the blood testing kits. I did it all. I did it all right. It's not that difficult.
It's very, very simple, because what you're doing is doing something that is simple. If you've ever had a saltwater fish aquarium,
mm-hmm.
How do you keep the fish healthy? You manage the fluid.
That's right.
You check the pH. You check the sodium levels.
But if they're out of whack, something goes wrong.
You got dead fish on top. You got dead cells in your body. If you do not manage the pH of the fluids of the body, then you will experience the symptoms that medical science wrongfully caused disease, because all disease is nothing more than a symptom of acidity.
Will the body fight and cure itself if you balance the pH level?
Absolutely. It will balance itself. It's very forgiving, and it can happen very, very rapidly as you begin the process. But you have to begin the process by opening up the four channels of elimination. You've got to get your body eliminating its own waste products. What is the number one symptom around the world? It's constipation. It's headaches. Headaches is just a symptom of constipation. It's the gut. You've got to improve core health. Health begins in the navel. The navel is a representation that we need to nourish ourselves and feed ourselves, but we need to do that with knowledge and proper foods and drinks. And as we keep our core healthy through eating and drinking alkaline foods and drinks, and as we focus on foods that will help build blood, because that's number three, you've got to begin building healthy blood and restore the health to the intestinal villi that's been damaged from you know, acidic foods.
And for years, Robert, lots of folks want to know what kind of foods to eat and what do you do about where do you get these test strips. I want you to give us some pointers and we'll take some calls. They're already calling for you. We'll be back in a moment with Dr. Robert Young, the pH miracle.